This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back and happy getaway day. We have high school sports, Hall of Fame business people, and a new to us cruise ship. My name's Ike Morgan and we're down in Alabama. Well, it looks like Alabama high school fall sports, including football, will start as scheduled next month. At least that was the plan after Thursday's scheduled press conference, reports AL.com's Ben Thomas. Now that plan, just like about everything else right now, is always subject to change. Alabama High School Athletic Association Executive Director Steve Savarese, quote, "Everyone should understand this sports season will not be normal. We cannot think in normal terms." The AHSAA released a list of best practices to try to make things safer during this COVID pandemic and still let the kids have their season, or however much of it they might get to play. Among those best practices are things such as having fewer people at pregame conferences and coin flips, limiting people at scorers' tables, not having volleyball teams change benches as they usually do, and making efforts to widen cross-country paths to 6 feet or more. In football, they'll have the player's box stretch all the way from one 10-yard line to the other 10-yard line so teams can spread out as much as they can. I realize as I say that, I probably need to add, yes, I've seen a football game before. I guess we'll just have to see how it goes. Now, teams and entire school districts can opt out of the season with no penalty if they so choose. And students who are taking their classes virtually can play sports. That's actually already a state law. The Tebow rule from a few years ago covers it. Seven people will be inducted this year into the Alabama Business Hall of Fame, reports AL.com's William Thornton. Including the inventor of the Super Soaker. That's right, the pressurized water gun. Water guns all finished a distant second behind a regular old water hose with your thumb over it until the Super Soaker came along. Mobile native Williamson High and Tuskegee grad, Air Force and NASA engineer Lonnie Johnson invented the Super Soaker and saw it take off in the 90s. Johnson currently lives in Atlanta. He'll be honored at an induction ceremony, but it won't be until fall 2021 because of this viral pandemic we keep talking about. Other inductees will be Bob Barron, the CEO and founder of Huntsville's Barron Services, which works in meteorology. Cecil Batchelor, chairman of CBS Bank Corp and chairman emeritus of CB&S Bank. Marcus Bendixson, retired CEO at Dynetics Incorporated. Jay Grinney, former Health South president and CEO. Joe Rich, an attorney with Sirote and Permit, and a business advocate for Redstone Arsenal, and Stan Starnes, executive chairman of Pro Assurance Corporation. The Carnival Fantasy cruise ship is reportedly en route to a scrapyard right now, but the port at Mobile, Alabama, is getting a new ship to replace it, reports AL.com's Lawrence Specker. Carnival is bringing the Sensation to town. That's the name of the boat, the Sensation. Mayor Sandy Stimson said it's being moved up here from Miami to run the itineraries that have been assigned previously to the Fantasy and the Fascination. How much does Carnival pay the guy who names its boats? Now, of course, we don't know when the Sensation will be able to shove off from Mobile with the industry at a standstill over the COVID pandemic. But this means that when restrictions do let up, Alabama will still have a foothold in the cruise business. So it's a big deal for Mobile. David Clark is president and CEO of Visit Mobile. Quote, I think in the past, Mobile has been viewed as possibly a secondary market. This is a sign that Mobile is being viewed as more than that now. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to cruise on into the weekend. I hope y'all will come back and hang out with us again on Monday. Until then, come see us on the internet anytime you want to at al.com.